Hello, and welcome to Tribal Council, a show in which two brothers, who had never seen Survivor before, started from the very beginning. Wearing a Q-skirt, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris, and this week we're going to talk about Survivor Season 46, Episode 8, Hide and Seek.
Are you wearing a Q-skirt, Chris?
I'm not. I can't say I'm fully in on the Q skirt.
What if it was the same concept sold by a different person?
No. I mean, I definitely don't want Q as my businessman, but the Q skirt's just a sweatshirt.
Well, yeah, I should clarify. I'm wearing a hoodie, and I'm just calling it a Q skirt.
Well, those aren't the same thing. I know, but it's just a sweatshirt, but you're not wearing it as a Q skirt. You're wearing it as a hoodie. Big difference.
Oh, big mistake.
You know what? I just realized I want some Survivor person to do an edit of this. So I'll tell all of our fans listening, somebody can do the edit. There's a very famous memed scene from the OC at the end of season two when Marissa shoots Ryan's brother, Trey.
Spoiler alerts.
And it is like slow-mo shot with the song Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap.
What you say?
What you say? That you only meant well, 'cause you did. What you say?
And so this episode should overcut that song, because that name of the episode is Hide and Seek, but overcut it over the wildness of Tribal Council with that song.
Well, I was thinking of the hide and seek sequence. It's like where like a gunshot is finding someone.
Yeah, that just doesn't have the emotional weight as much as Tribal Council did.
It's like Q is like, I'm going to ask everybody to vote me out tonight. What you say?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair. Listeners have done half the work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris did most of the work, but then I did everything else. So just, you know, get it together.
Yeah, we should talk about this episode. What happened and not happened all at the same time.
Yeah, things not happened? I don't know if anything didn't happen this episode.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of chaos, but also, like, yeah. I don't know. Tevin still went home, and that was one of the names that was talked about after all the, like, before all the chaos.
Yeah, that's fair.
We start the night after last week's episode with Return to Tribal, where Ben was one of like the decoy votes, and so people are asking if he's okay, and they want to give him a chance to like hash it out if he wants to. There was also, who went home? Oh, Tim went home, and he and Tim are close friends, and so that's also why they're like wondering if he's upset by this. They show us some of Kenzie and Tiffany and Ben after this, just like vibing and having fun, which Q is not here for.
Well, Q goes and sits on the beach and is like, I don't know why they don't want to talk about it. Like, why aren't they coming down here to talk? And I'm like, they are all talking. Go talk to them, Q.
They're not playing the game and making moves. And he wants to always be doing that.
Well, they're playing old Survivor, Chris. They're not playing a Q game.
Nobody plays the Q game. Not even Q wants to play Q game.
I agree.
The other group returns. People are surprised to see that Soda is not one returning. There's talk of like Venus taking credit for the move of having Soda gone, and Tevin is like, I don't need to take the credit. And then at the same time, also whispering to somebody trying to like basically take the credit and have confessionals for this. Like, he's like, I don't need to take the credit, but it was me.
There's also everyone is shocked that Soda was one voted out, because Kenzie says, we thought it was going to be Venus. Everyone thought it was going to be Venus. And I was like, I mean, I can see why you would think Venus, because her name's been thrown out, but like, you all seemed so sure. And then Tevin, who ends up going home this episode, spoilers, I guess, revealed in his exit press that like Q told Tevin at the challenge to vote out Venus. And so I think that there was probably a lot of talk of like, we communicated with them, they're going to get Venus out for us. So there was like extra surprise there of like, oh shit, like there was a plan and it didn't happen.
Well, and then there's the extra twist It wasn't Venus that planned it or Tevin that planned it. Apparently Liz planned the whole thing.
Yeah, she's insane. Soda, soda, soda since day one.
Yeah, so we head into the next day. Q's feeling energized after having had some food before. Shows off his Q skirt, which is just a sweatshirt wrapped around his waist. Doing a sales pitch. Charlie's so trying
that to... you have like pockets. It acts like a fanny pack, Chris. Mm-hmm. It's not just a sweatshirt tied around his waist. It is so that you have like the hoodie pocket on the outside. So you still have that pocket, but you don't have to have the encumbrance of a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Home Depot apron.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie's trying to stay on Q's good side because he knows that Q is driving some of the votes and alliances. Charlie also has realized that some moves are made at sunrise. People get up early and have chats. That's when conversations happen. He's trying to make moves working with Q and Hunter. They tell him that Maria may approach him about joining a larger alliance, the Six. And so then we do see Maria tell him about this. Charlie is unsure of the, like, how solid the Six is, and is also worried that if they are solid and he makes it to the end, like, would he be able to beat these people?
I was very impressed with Charlie with this whole thing. Because what you just said about him being unsure is only in confessionals. He doesn't even tell it to Maria. He, like, Charlie is very good at telling people what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, do you even want to play this game? He's like, I've been itching to play. And I'm like, Charlie has been playing this game? And you just, like, don't see Charlie playing this game? But Charlie knows that Q wants to be, like, this leader and brings Charlie along as a follower. So that's what Charlie gives him. I was super impressed with Charlie with all of this because he's like, I kind of want to tear this alliance apart, but I'm gonna act like I'm in.
Well, in thinking about tearing it apart, he has a good quote where he says, am I what goes awry, which could have been a good name for the episode as well. I agree. Which we get to the name of the episode right after this, where Q says we can play hide and seek,
and that's the name of the episode.
I saw you noted down that Q said it. We also see Tiffany say it, and Tevin say it, and Charlie say it. At least those four people say hide and seek throughout this episode.
Yes. You know who doesn't say it? Hunter.
Well, that's fine. I'm just noting down for, like, the fantasy points that other people said the name of the episode.
Oh. I thought you meant for our predictions, and I was like, well, you guessed Hunter. I didn't give you points for that. Yeah, I think I only marked Q because... he was like the first person, so I counted it as the first person to say it. But I'm fine giving more people points for that. Who else did you note?
Tiffany, Tevin, Charlie. I'll see if it pops up later in my notes. Those ones for sure. Q says in a confessional that this hide and seek, playing hide and seek, is a strategy thing. And so he can find out who can hide in plain sight. Everything is part of the game for Q. So if you do well at Survivor, or well at hide and seek, it's dangerous. If you don't do well, it's also dangerous. Anything you do is dangerous.
Anything you do is a big mistake, Chris.
Charlie is the one that ends up being like the seeker. So he goes to the beach and counts while people hide, and then he goes searching. I was surprised during this whole thing, as much as I'm giving Q crap for like saying that everything is part of the game, that nobody was just like, they didn't show us people searching for idols while they're like hiding.
When he said it, like, oh, this is actually a strategic move, I was like, yeah, this is so you can go hunt for idols. Mm-hmm. Nope, not at all. I was also stunned by that. I assumed that this was like a mass hunt for idols, but we're going to claim it's something else.
Yeah. After all their seeking, Ben and Hunter end up winning because they don't get found. And Q says Ben is very powerful because he can hide. And same for Hunter. Quote, if I can't find you in hide and seek, I can't find you in this game.
What the fuck does that mean? What does it mean to find someone in the game? I don't know. It sounds catchy. I don't know.
We get a shot of Tevin painting a chessboard, which is fun. Don't get to see them like using it with anything, but he's painting it, so that's cool. He and Venus are having a chat. Venus tells him her miraculous move of how she pulled off the soda vote, soda blindside.
Do you think there was more to this conversation?
Probably.
Because Venus is like, you want to know how I did it? And Tevin's like, sure. And is like feeding into her ego a little bit. And she's like, well, Soda told me she didn't want to work with me, so I got the votes together. And that's like her entire explanation of how this blindside happened. And I was like, there has to be more to it than that. She has to have said more than just like,
I got
the votes together.
I mean, all it takes to get somebody out is to get the votes together. And she did that.
Sure, but like how?
She got them together. Like they weren't, and then she did stuff and they were.
Yep. I guess.
Which Tevin takes back, goes to Liz laughing like Venus thinks she did it. And Liz is like, mm-hmm. And Liz has a conventional. It's like, it was me. I'm the one who did this.
Yeah.
It's like the meme of like the snipers. It's like somebody with a gun pointing at their back and somebody else with a gun pointing at their back. And there's like a long range sniper pointing at them.
Yeah.
And so like Venus is the front person with Tevin behind him. And then there's Liz behind that. And then Q's probably the long range sniper who's orchestrating everything.
Yeah, but he has like a water gun at this.
Why that? Why water gun?
Because Q's plans don't work.
He's still in the game. You don't think next episode he's going to say this was all orchestrated? Like this is exactly what he planned?
We will talk about a theory that I have of what he might have been trying to do.
There was one like this that does not have any like effect on the episode, but they included one shot of Ben just saying that everyone is playing Survivor, but they should take a break for like 3 minutes because he's just like sitting on the beach, like looking out at the water. And I appreciate that.
Did you see the secret scene from this week?
I feel like I did.
It's Maria yelling at Ben.
Oh, maybe not.
So I wondered if this was around that same time, because we also soon after get a confessional for Maria that looks very similar to the confessional in the secret scene. There's a secret scene that I was like, whoa, made me love Ben and made me hate Maria. Where they're talking about like how Tim left and how Ben was really tight with Tim. And Ben's like, yeah, but I still want to work with you and Charlie. And Maria's like, you haven't talked to me in fucking 3 days. Like, why? What do you mean you want to work with me? Like, your number one leaves and now suddenly you want to work with me? And he's like, I mean, like, I've wanted to work with you since Sega. Like, we've been, I thought we were close, blah, 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 blah. And she, like, kind of rips him a new one a little bit. And it's like, she also is like, oh, so, like, did he leave with the idol? And he's like, I don't think so. And she's like, oh, so you still have the idol? And he's like, no, I don't have the idol. How many times do I have to tell you? Because she's still convinced that one of them had the idol that Jem left with, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then she has a little confessional that is like, yeah, I just can't trust Ben anymore. Like, obviously, yada, yada, yada. And he is just like crying, being like, I don't have anybody here who I like feel like I am friends with and feel like understands me. It's real sad. It makes Maria look very mean.
Yeah, so I mean, I wondered
if then that led to his like, I just want to sit for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that would make sense. There's a conversation with Tiffany talking to Tevin, saying that they should keep Venus around for a bit. She's not a threat. She'd be another body that they can use as a vote. But she doesn't know who should be next. And this is a problem for Tevin because he's like, listen, if you're part of this six, there's only like four other people. So you could easily just name some names and you didn't. And so he goes and tells Q, and Q's like, uh-oh, this can't be. And so Q talks to Tiffany and she mentions Maria's name. Can't do that. Maria's part of the six. And so what does Q do? You can't go against the six. So he talks about getting rid of somebody from the six.
Correct. Of course. Clearly. And just like he did last week.
Uh-huh. We do find out through this that he shares with Maria that Tiffany has an idol. And so the information about Tiffany has an idol is starting to spread around a little bit.
Which I was pretty confused by at first because I thought that he didn't know about the idol. But we did get in, I watched this episode twice because some friends wanted to watch it. So I rewatched it with them. There was in the previously on, I think, a scene that we never saw of her telling him about the idol.
I was annoyed actually at the previously on that it showed both Tiffany and Hunter's idol stuff, because I thought they were going to get played at Tribal Council and I was going to be really annoyed that they like somewhat spoiled it by being like, hey, remember about idols? Just
oh, but then
there's idols. But then
the opposite happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we head to the immunity challenge on day 16, where they have to hold on to a poll for as long as possible. We have seen this challenge. Us, Patrick, and I have seen this challenge in Vanuatu, Cook Islands, Token Sheens, and Survivor 45 last season. And it shows up another like five or six times that we have not got to yet. Jeff, before they go, offers them a bag of rice if four players sit out. He does not bring his knife to this negotiation.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Instead, he brings out his parenting move and starts counting down. Which I thought was pretty effective, actually, too. So he starts negotiating. They ask, like, about negotiations. And he says he would maybe be up for two sitting out, but they have to give up their vote, I think is what he suggested.
Yes. Which they are all immediately like, yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah. No one's really thinking of sitting out. Then Q steps forward and Liz. And Charlie's like, well, what if, like, is there anybody that's like a pair that would step out together? And Q's like, well, Charlie, you step out and somebody else. And he's like, no, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe there would be a pair. And so Jeff starts counting down. No other people step out. And so this is the first time we've seen this, like, rice offer negotiation where they don't end up taking the deal.
So do you think, I think there's a couple things with this. One, I wonder if one of the reasons why it didn't happen this time is because of the challenge. This is like a Survivor classic challenge. And if there was a little bit of like, but I don't want to miss out on competing in this challenge.
I mean, maybe somewhat. I think it's more of just that there are not a lot of strong alliances this season.
Yeah, just like the chaos of everything. I think that that's fair too.
When was this happened last season? When did this challenge happen last season? Was it not during the same, like, when was the rice offer? What challenge?
No, because this challenge was the like split tribal one. Because Dee and Kelly won it, I think. The rice negotiation, I think, was the like lean back and hold a bunch of weight with your like hold like 60% of your body weight or whatever. And you have to like lose knots as you go or whatever. I might be wrong about that, but I think that that's what it was.
But yeah, I think it's more just of there's not a lot of strong alliances, and so nobody really feels that safe.
Yeah, that's fair. Jeff has also said in previous like podcasts talking about the new era, he has mentioned that like one of the reasons why they offer the race negotiation is because their like legal team and medical team has noted that they like can't go too long without food. That they need to be supplied food in some way at some point. And so this is one of their ways to do that. But then if they reject it, what happens? Do they have like, I feel like they have to get them this race in some way. And Jeff did say on this week's podcast, like, this is not the last we'll see of the race.
Yeah. I saw people trying to theorize about that on Reddit also, about like how they're going to get them the race, which it's almost like calling the show's bluff of like, well, you got to give us rice. We're still going to do the challenges. Like, what are you going to do here?
Right. I did see one theory that was like, do a reward challenge where one person wins and they can give up their reward for the whole tribe getting rice. Yeah. Because like pretty much everyone is going to choose that, which we'll see if that happens. But
I could also see, I think that's what it will be, but I could also just see him just offering it again, being like, hey, another day, another challenge, another rice offer. Anybody want to sit out for it?
Yeah, sure.
So nobody sits out. So they all do the challenge. And we lose some people pretty quickly. Q and Liz are the first two out, which were the two that stepped forward and were going to sit out of the challenge anyways. Kenzie, Ben, Maria out. Q's on the sidelines mad. He's like, we could have had rice. After several minutes.
Exactly.
Jeff gives an update where he says 7 minutes. They all say several. And then somebody says Survivor 40 several next season. So I hope that comes up next season.
Yeah, me too.
Tiffany is out.
Well, and then Jeff says, man, long live Jelinski. And Charlie's like, long live you a Swifty?
Yeah.
Speak now. Oh, that was fun.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody else brings it up a little bit later in this challenge. Something else, maybe. Shake it off, maybe?
He like starts shaking his arms out a little bit. And they say, shake it off.
Tiffany's out. Tevin's out. It's been 15 minutes. Venus is out. Kenzie asks how long Jeff would last. And he's like, I don't know, but definitely longer than 20 seconds, which was Q and Liz's time. Charlie, just about at the ground, about to drop. It's like, Jeff, I got you right where I want you. You want to give me some rice and I'll drop? Which was pretty funny. Charlie's great.
Yeah.
He ends up dropping.
I was impressed that he like climbed back up after this.
For like a second, like not very long.
Sure. Yeah, but like he still like is able to make it. I don't think I could make it up that pole. I
mean, well, they have ladder. They have ladders. They have ladders to get up.
Right. I think that I could stay up there once up there, but like Charlie is falling down and then like climbs back up pretty far. Before falling down again.
Hunter ends up getting the win and shows off by doing a leg lock and hanging upside down, which doesn't seem like a smart move.
Seems so dangerous. I was so scared for him.
Oh, I was less worried about the danger and more of like, why are you showing off? People already know you win challenges all the time. And you're like, let's just show off some more. Hunter is currently, from the website I get stats on each episode, it said that Hunter is currently tied with Erica, Jonathan, and Dee for most challenge wins in the new era with 9 wins right now. Most of them group wins, but then also a individual win.
I think that is counting
second, like not losing basically, because the first half of the season is like first and seconds.
Oh yeah, our stats that I've been tracking have only been first.
So then we head back to camp to do some strategy talk before tribal council. Q's initially mad because they didn't get any rice. Q, Hunter, and Tevin are talking. They still want to get rid of Tiffany. And they think they can get Maria and Charlie and Liz in on this. Then we see Liz, Charlie, Ben, and Maria talking. Liz wants Tevin gone, saying that he made a big move with, because he's talking about making big move, how he made a big move with Soda. She takes this to Venus as well. Ben takes this to Kenzie, and Tiffany is brought in also. Tiffany mentions that Tevin has an extra vote, so they need to be careful with that. And Tiffany takes this to Q. She names some names, and I was like, uh-oh, this is bad. You got to be careful talking to Q about strategy. She tells him that if he doesn't vote Tevin, then they'll be coming for him next. And so Q takes this to Hunter, which Hunter is not happy about Tevin going because he and Tevin are allies. And so Hunter, like, starts walking away quickly to go talk to others, which somebody comments, like, I've never seen that guy move that fast. Like,
yeah,
strategy talk. And so it's like a lot of people talking, and Venus is left out of this. And she's like, well, what? Like, I got to talk to people too. I'm just going to go interrupt it.
I think it's Liz, Q, Charlie, Maria, and Hunter. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
So essentially, it's like a lot of the talk is Tiffany or Tevin is what's happening, which
are both in the six.
Both in the six. Yeah. Yeah, and so they're, Maria and Charlie are kind of realizing they're kind of the swing votes for deciding between Tevin or Tiffany, and that's kind of where we're at as we head to tribal council. And there's like a tiny bit of talk, and then Q starts us off by just saying, listen, everybody, I think you all should just vote for me. And everybody starts whispering to each other, and I included, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, Jeff seems so confused, and it's very fun.
And so they start chatting. Live tribal kind of starts happening. Q says, it's not me giving up. He feels responsible for something. And he's trying to like protect that person. I was thinking he felt responsible if Tevin gets voted out. He's trying to protect Tevin, was my read on this. But then Tevin ends up going anyways. So that was probably not accurate. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that he was. I think that could be accurate, but it didn't work. Whatever he was trying to do didn't work.
I think in reality, what it is Q is a competitor, can tell that he's not going to win this game, and he wants to leave on his own terms.
Yeah. Or a very similar idea that I've had of like, he just doesn't like being in control. And so he just wants to like, as soon as he's not in control, doesn't feel like he's winning, he's flipping the Monopoly board, basically. Yeah. Now, the big brain idea that I have seen that I don't believe but think might be claimed is that he wanted, if he couldn't get Tiffany out, he wanted to flush her idol. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to just cause enough chaos that Tiffany will play the idol either on herself or on him. Even if Tevin still goes, he just wants that idol gone. Which, I think this is too risky of a move to make that happen. I think it's maybe a combination of things, but I think that he might claim that he was trying to flush the idol.
I mean, that's a big claim since it didn't even happen.
Correct.
At one point,
but Tevin, you know, why does his path always have to be the hardest?
At one point, Tevin is like, he's a grown man. What, we can just let him go. Like, and other people are like, he's, somebody says Q's going to be miserable at camp if we do not vote him out, if he wants to go. Ben blatantly calls it out. He's like, he just doesn't want to be on the bottom, and says, quote, I don't care for these shenanigans.
I know. That made me love Ben so much.
And then, quote, this does not rock.
when someone says he's going to be miserable back at camp, Charlie is like, he doesn't get that luxury. Like, no, we don't give him what he wants right now. Fuck that guy, which I was very happy about.
I did like Ben when Ben said, I don't care for these shenanigans, like him, his behavior, I feel like changed during this whole tribal thing, which I felt like showed me like a different side of Ben. And like, I think it was good, but it just showed that like how like he is like pretty like happy and jokey around camp. But like, this is somebody who's, I feel like he views he's not respecting the game, and he's just really annoyed by that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We get some other, through the whispering, some people are passing around. Charlie tells Tiffany that Q's the one that told him about the idol, which is not true.
Well, we didn't see that happen. We see Maria tell him about the idol. I think it's possible that Q also told him.
Okay. Yeah, that could be. Either way, I thought it was, if it wasn't true, I thought it was a really smart move by Charlie to throw Q under the bus here, thinking that Q's leaving.
I think he does a really, really subtle good move where Tiffany goes to Charlie and is like, give it to me straight. Were you guys going to vote me tonight? And Charlie was like, that was the plan that was being given after the Tevin thing. But I think you're safe. You don't need to play anything if you have it. I know you have an idol. And I thought it was cool that he was like, I think it is very vague to be like, you don't need to play anything if you have it. And that is like, gives more paranoia to Tiffany, where when he then follows that up immediately with, I know you have an idol and I'm still telling you not to play it. Like, I know about it. I shouldn't know about it, which means that people have been telling me things. Trust me on this. Don't play it.
Yeah.
I thought that was very clever. He like catches himself and corrects like anything to like, I know about the idol. I'm going to be straight with you, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with Charlie this episode, which is going to be awkward because, spoiler alert, he's not my pick for MVP, but he's a close second.
We get a shot of Tevin just being like, we should just vote out Venus, which made me laugh because he's just like, out of all this chaos, like, Venus is who we've talked about before. Why don't we just get rid of Venus?
Right.
And Jeff says, I've never seen anything like this, which last week I joked that it probably would be something we've seen. This is probably fair. Like, Jeff, like, yeah. there's been some wild tribal councils and people asking to quit and stuff before, but this is a different situation. So
yeah, apologies. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, maybe this exact scenario has never happened before. Okay.
So they go vote. Tevin ends up getting voted out 8-2. The two were Tevin and Hunter voting for Venus. Tevin did not use his extra vote, but goes home with it. And then Tiffany and Hunter did not play their idols. Tevin is the first player who has been voted out by someone with the same last name as him.
Tevin
Davis, and Charlie's last name is also Davis. So that's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. Do you think they're related?
I think we all are, you know? We're all part of the big Survivor family. Next week, they give us some footage of Tiffany yelling at Q, Maria saying that she needs someone gone, and Q saying, I'm going to give them hell, they can cancel Christmas. Which he's already talked about canceling Christmas, so at some point it's got to stop being a threat and be a reality.
He said that about Maria, and then Mariah, and then she's gone. And
well, maybe she's gone celebrating Christmas.
I need a Q skirt that says cancel Christmas.
I need Q gone, and I'm annoyed because I don't think he's gonna be, because he's not a threat anymore, but he annoys me, and I don't want to see him in this game anymore.
Oh, I don't think that I would be friends with Q, but I think he's good TV. I'm fine having him on my screen.
Although it will be interesting to see, because I think there's been several people so far who have been playing the Q game in kind of like appeasing him or like tiptoeing around him slightly. And I feel like that game's off now, maybe. And so it'll be interesting to see the interactions with him in this next episode.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very interested to see that implosion in the next episode.
Especially because the next episode is called Spicy Jeff. So maybe even Jeff's going to get in on the spiciness.
Yeah. So, Chris, who's your MVP for this episode? Well, we need to pick an MVP for this episode. I guess we do it at the same time.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I got one, I'll say.
3, 2, 1. Liz.
Liz.
Ooh, we both said the same person. This episode was chaotic AF. And Liz was like, here's the deal. I'm pissed at Tevin. I want him out. And she did it. I think that she like single-handedly kind of made this happen. I mean, not single-handedly because he got 8 votes, but like.
And she has 2 hands.
Part of the. Yeah, but she only wrote it with 1.
You know that.
Part of the like chaos was everybody being like, I don't even know what the fuck to do anymore. And Liz just consistently, every time that she talked to someone other than Tevin, was like, I'm writing Tevin's name down. I'm writing Tevin's name down. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm writing down Tevin. And I think that her like consistently being, I'm writing down Tevin, got the vote on Tevin. So I was very impressed with her.
Possibly be argued for the same thing for last episode with Soda.
Yeah, that's fair. So I'm like, I'm starting to see a little bit of Liz playing. I very close to saying Charlie because of all the reasons we've already talked about tonight. But I think Liz got her target out. She had a target, made it happen. I'm impressed with her amidst all the chaos.
We predicted that Hunter or Q would say the episode title, and you were correct that Q did say it. And predicted that Q or Liz would be the boot, which we were not correct.
I would argue that we were both pretty close, though. Like, Q asked to be voted out. Liz was like, I'm going to tell you guys that I want Tevin out, and that might mean that I go home tonight. And if any of those people had been a little bit closer to Tevin, I think it would have gotten flipped on Liz real quick. I was shocked it didn't get flipped on Liz.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I can do better than literally the person I predicted said, hey, everybody vote for me at Tribal Council.
I mean, you could do better by choosing the person that gets voted out, Chris.
Let's
pick a new final three.
I do. I lost Tevin.
My final three is still Hunter, Tiffany, and Ben. We'll see how that works out for me. Are you going to keep Maria and Venus, or are you going to switch it up entirely?
This is tough. See, what I'm thinking is, I don't think Venus will win, but I also think that there's other people that people are going to be targeting. But the same is true for Q. How many goats can a final three have, you know? Like, could I just have it be, like, somebody Venus and Q, and it's just going to be a sweep, like, 9-0-0 win?
I mean, like, Gabon was kind of 3 goats in Bob, Sugar, and Susan.
Yeah, I'll just keep it as much as the same as I can then, I guess. I'm going to just swap out Tevin for Q.
Wow. You want Q gone so bad, but you put him in your final three?
Well, I'm not good at predicting things, so maybe me doing that will get him gone. Other than
this is the first time you've lost someone in your final three all season.
I know. Next week, the episode is called Spicy Jeff.
We previously predicted that either Charlie or Kenzie would say that.
The week after,
fine sticking with Kenzie.
The week after is called Run the Red Light. I'll stick with Charlie as well. And next boot.
This is where I'm going to say Q.
I'm going to say Hunter.
Mm.
His closest tie to the 6 was Tevin. Tevin's gone. I don't know if the 6 is still going to be withstanding. So maybe if he doesn't win a challenge, maybe they'll see it as their chance to go after him, although he does have an idol, so who knows, but we'll see.
Listeners, you did not get to hear this. I meant to mention it last week, but I texted Chris before the episode that a new addition to our fantasy this season is that we have a super survivor advantage, where once per season we get to pick someone on our team and double their points for that episode. And last week I texted Chris on like Monday or Tuesday and told him I wanted to double Hunter's points because I thought that he was either going to win immunity, which he did, or play his idol and survive. And both of those would get him a fair amount of points. Playing his idol would have gotten him a lot more points, but he did get 24 points this episode. So I got to double that, which was,
I don't think I'm going to double anybody yet. Patrick, do you have a luxury item this week?
I do. I am going to recommend, well, 2 things, kind of. 1, last week I recommended The Circle because season 6 was starting. Season 6 has begun. My friend Brandon, who is catfishing as Olivia, is on it. He's been hilarious on it. Go watch The Circle. If you didn't take my recommendation seriously last week, go watch it. It's a good time. There's a fun twist this season where one of the players is an AI bot. So that's fun. But my new recommendation for this week is going to be Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, the anthology specifically, which is like the double album. I've been listening to it a lot. I think that I'm becoming a Swiftie. It's great. If you specifically are wanting specific songs to be like, I don't know if this album's going to be for me. The first track, Fortnite, is pretty good. It's with Post Malone, and I'm not a big Post Malone fan. I would say that this maybe needs some more Post Malone in it, oddly. But it's still very good, very catchy. I'm a particularly big fan of I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. It's very catchy. I've been singing that one a lot. I also really like Down Bad. And there's another one that I've been into a lot. Thank You, Amy, which is her big fuck you to Kim Kardashian. But also just a fun song. So, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department anthology. It's been great. It's good. I'm into it. I've been listening to it a lot. Like it more the more that I listen to it.
All right. Cool. The Fortnite you recommended, though, is not on anthology. That's just on the first one, right?
So when I look at my Apple Music, it is like anthology is like all 31 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like Norma Tortured Poets Department is just the first 16.
Gotcha.
So I'm listening to all 31 as essentially one album.
Gotcha.
Rather than viewing it as two separate albums. I'm not sure what Swifties, correct me. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to talk about this, but.
Oh yeah. I don't know either. I thought you were meaning like the second half.
Oh no. I just meant like all of it. Cause actually Fortnite, Down Bad, and I Can Do It With Broken Heart are all like the first half of the album, or the first, the original, the midnight release versus the 2 a.m. release or whatever.
Yeah. Over here, they're 9 p.m. release or the 11 p.m. release. Get them early over this side.
Man, that's so nice for you. Mm-hmm. She just loves Seattle.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your luxury item?
Yeah. I'm going to say dumplings, really of any variety. I'm specifically thinking of more of like an Asian variety. There's all sorts of varieties of dumplings, soup dumplings, delicious, steam dumplings, pot stickers, anything. Dumplings. Dough stuffed with meat, usually. Great stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know that I'm that into dumplings.
You probably haven't had some really good ones.
I don't know. People around me have been into dumplings, and I've been like, yeah, these are fine.
Well, if they're fine, then they're not really good. So you haven't had the really good ones yet.
Yeah, but like the people that I'm eating with think they're really good.
Well, what do they know?
I don't know. Everything. It's my wife is what I'm, who I'm thinking about currently. Mm-hmm. I think she knows a lot.
Maybe not dumps.
She might not know dumps.
Tasty, tasty, juicy dumps. Our listeners, let us know your favorite dumps, your favorite songs off the new Taylor Swift album. Email us at tribalcouncilpodcast@gmail.com. And for this week of Tribal Council, this is Chris signing off.
And this is Patrick. I'm so depressed to act like it's my birthday. Every day.
And the tribe has spoken.
Oh, yo, 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 yo.